I pictured the way I would look to someone else right now. To Jason's mother, for example, if she hadn't decided to head back to the pool in Boca Raton. It would confirm everything she'd feared. "I'm worried about you, Karen," she'd said. The widow alone, brought to her knees on her own bedroom floor. At that moment, I was worried about myself. "Stop." I got up off the floor, dragging the suit up with me. Then I did something reflexive, what I used to do before sending Jason's suits to the cleaners. It's what a wife does, a simple act of house cleaning as opposed to a conscious act of snooping. I went through the pockets. Something hard and thin was in one of them. I pulled it out. A bracelet. Diamonds and white gold. For a moment, my heart stopped fluttering and instead did something Georgia O'Keeffe might have painted. It flowered. It was close to our anniversary when Jason died, mere weeks away. I held the bracelet up to the light to see it sparkle and caught the inscription. "To E.S. from J.M. with love." The flower withered and died, snapped shut like a Venus flytrap, killing whatever had been suckered into it. My old friend entered the room, the one I'd just discarded in a weak moment of nostalgia. "Welcome back, Hate. This is still your story."